Turkish President Abdullah Gül praised Danish Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen, calling him one of the most important and successful prime ministers in Europe. Mr. Gül's remarks, made to reporters in Brussels, appear to mark a turnaround. Key NATO member Turkey was previously considered a stumbling block to Mr. Rasmussen's candidacy to be the next head of the Atlantic Alliance. He is considered the favored candidate of Washington and a number of other NATO members to take over the post after outgoing NATO chief Jaap de Hoop Scheffer steps down. NATO leaders gather on the French-German border next week to mark the alliance's 60th anniversary. Mr. Gül's visit to Europe was largely to push Turkey's candidacy to join the 27-member European Union. Turkey's prime minister also visited the EU in January. Talks have slowed over a number of issues, including over EU member Cyprus, which Turkey doesn't recognize. And several EU members have reservations about offering Ankara full membership status. But the Turkish government is now working hard to convince them. On Thursday, José Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission, the EU's executive arm, praised Turkey for pushing reforms in a number of areas.
As concerns political reforms, I welcome Turkey's intention to move ahead on issues such as the rules governing the closure of political parties and gender equality. It is also particularly important to pay attention to freedom of expression, freedom of religion, particularly freedom of the press. The independence and pluralism of the press are fundamental values in any democracy.
Mr. Barroso also praised Mr. Gül for paying a landmark visit to Armenia last year. The two countries have no ties and are still at odds over the mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman soldiers during World War I. But he said it was important the Cyprus question was resolved. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.